Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our iniquities or repay us according to our sins. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. It's a work of grace that in the last year and a half, the testimonies came back repeatedly. He was just blessing the Lord. He was just blessing the Lord. He was saying to Keith, just thank the Lord for something. The issue isn't me. The issue is whether God is blessed by his people. So let me just say a brief word. I won't keep you much longer about that Psalm 103. And before I do want to say thank you, God, that Ozzy voted yes in 1990 for me to come. I mean, just picture this. I mean, I tried to picture this. What if Ozzy had said no? What if he said to Shar or Marlene or Jim Backlund or Clarence Oman or Vern Carlson or Marvin Anderson? What if he had said, no, he's too young. He's had no pastoral experience. He's never done a funeral in his life. He's never baptized anybody. He's preached maybe 15 times. The guy's ill-equipped to take this church. No, I'm voting no. Just think, my life. What would my life be? I just have no idea what I would have done. I would be, who knows where I would be instead of spending the last 29 years with you. So I do not take it for granted that he said yes and Shar said yes. And I don't know if it was unanimous or not. Maybe Shar didn't say yes. Yes, she said yes. She said yes to me. So thank you, Father in heaven, for that gift. Now, just a word or two about this psalm. You heard it. It's almost all bless you, bless you, bless you, and reason after reason after reason why God should be blessed, thanked, honored, praised, treasured. However, every one of those blessings, that is, every one of those reasons for blessings, have a yes but to them. David wrote this. He wrote it 1,000 years before the cross of Jesus, and yet it takes the cross of Jesus for every one of those blessings to stand. This psalm points to Christ over and over and over again. That's where I want us to end up here, is pointing our finger to Jesus with a psalm that was written 1,000 years before he came. Just a few illustrations of what I mean by that. So bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities. And oh, David knew that, right? Adulterer, murderer, liar. He forgives all your iniquities. And of course, the question is, how can he do that? Just like that? Just say, we won't count the adultery. We won't count the murder. We just won't count it. We'll just drop it. Everything in us cries out, wait a minute. It isn't that simple. And Isaiah 53:6 gives the answer, doesn't it? All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him. Who's him? 1,000 years from now, David's sin is going to go on Jesus. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So this psalm won't even work from the beginning without Jesus. Your sins, Ozzy's sins. What was the phrase you said, Mike, that he could be? It wasn't. You began. Pain in the neck, whatever. He could be a sinner. He was a sinner. There's nothing but sinners in this room. Our only hope when we exalt God in Psalm 103 is that our sins are covered by the one who came 1,000 years later and bore our sins. Verse 3, he heals all our diseases. Well, what about the last one? Yes, that one too. Right? But because of Christ, he went into this grave, killed it, and came out of the grave. And all those who are in Christ are coming out of the grave. The last disease is going to be healed. This psalm is true all the way, but it's true because of Christ. Verse 4, he redeems your life from the pit. The New Testament makes something of that because it says David saw corruption. He went into the pit and he stayed there until the resurrection. Jesus went into the pit and came right out to lead a whole host of captives, including Ozzy and David and you if you're in him. Verse 4, he crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Yes, over and over again, he crowned this man's life with mercy. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great was his steadfast love towards Ozzy. As a father shows compassion on his children, that's the way he had compassion on Ozzy. But the word crowns connotes royalty. Is that royalty? It is. We have died with him, Paul says, Ephesians 2. And been raised with him and seated with him at the right hand of God. Ozzy was, by faith, already seated at the right hand of God in royalty. Now his soul is there and he's seeing, and one day that body is coming out of the grave, renewed, made strong, handsome, beautiful, able to do the sports all over again, and there will be royalty about him. And you, if you're in him, we will be princes and princesses sitting with him on the throne, unspeakable of the universe. Verse 5, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. It was renewed over and over again. But then, when I look around this room, how renewed do we feel? Are we getting stronger? No, we're not getting stronger. We're getting weaker. Our inner man is being renewed day by day, and our outer man is wasting away. So what about this? His youth is renewed like the eagles. What, just for, what, for 40 years? And then it's all downhill? I don't think so. We will mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not faint forever. Because Romans 8:23 says that we who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit groan inwardly, waiting for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. You know how new it will be, and how we will run, and how there will be a new heavens and a new earth and new bodies to live in them. And this psalm will be completely fulfilled. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Those were hard days in the 60s in the North Minneapolis. Hard days. Justice. Was it done? Was it done? By prayer, by a wife's help, by a Lutheran brother at your side? Yes, but look at the world. Look at this world he has left behind. What a mess. What an absolute mess this world is. Injustice everywhere in the world. So does the Lord work righteousness and justice? Oh yes, he does. He works it decisively in the cross so that everyone who can be forgiven all of his sins of racism or whatever kind will be vindicated at the last day because all of them went on to Jesus. Or if you reject Jesus, they will be vindicated. He will be vindicated. Those sins will be paid for in hell. Justice will be done. All of it. Every wrong in this world will be righted on the cross or in hell. I hope that your wrongs will be righted by Christ on the cross. So let me close just by reminding us that the response to all these blessings in this psalm was, "Bless the Lord." And then, so I'm doing that right now. I have the microphone. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm saying it. And then David says, "Angels, you join me now. Hosts of heaven, join me now. Bless the Lord." And then he looked around at all the works of God. Ozzy was one of those works. You are one of those works. So I'm closing by saying, will you join David, will you join me? Will you join Ozzy? Will you join Dorothy and those who've had a word here? Will you join us in blessing the Lord? Or will you just leave this room, go back to your television, and bless man, bless yourself, bless your house, bless your job, bless your retirement, bless your vacation, and not bless God? Oh, may Ozzy's legacy be that all of his children and all of his grandchildren and all of his great-grandchildren and all of his great-great-grandchildren until Jesus comes, bless the Lord with all of the circle of his friends. Oh, leave this room in a moment, blessing God. That's what Ozzy, I think, would want me to call you to do, because he modeled it so well. Father, I pray that you would work this miracle in my life and in the life of all of these family and friends here, that we would, because of Ozzy and because of Christ and because of David's psalm and because of these testimonies, bless you forever. Through Christ I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.